the hell is your problem, Captain?
Well, I...
Sir, I am shocked beyond words, saddened beyond tears. I guess we'll just have to turn her over.
I won't leave.
Azaline.
I'm not leaving this ship.
That isn't up to you anymore.
You don't understand. Because... inside of me... is Paco Paco's child. Right, Paco Paco?
The Empress is carrying...
the captain's child! Ah.
Welcome to Tuning Japanese, a podcast where three dudes in their 40s talk about anime.
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 I have to tell you, I'm pregnant. And you're the father, Bill.
That's not how any of that works.
You really don't know girls, do you?
Yeah. I wrote that in my notes.
And also, Matt, you are the father.
Are you trying to find the number for Maury Povich?
And I know it's going to be hard to believe, but also I, Andy, am also the father of our child.
Oh, my God.
We had a podcast love child.
How can you just springer this on us all of a sudden?
Are you upset? Does it make you feel upset that I'm just not telling you?
This reminds me of a Saturday Night Live bit that I probably shouldn't reference because it's really wrong.
You know what else is wrong? Telling people to manipulate them that you are pregnant with their child. Anywho, hey guys.
Yeah, I cover that.
Wahoo!
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What? Huh?
We'll get there, Matt. We'll get there. Welcome to Tuning Japanese. We are here with another episode of The Irresponsible Captain Tyler. It is episode 21. It is Paco Paco Jr.
Paco Paco Jr.
Paco Paco Jr.
Or Pacoline.
That's a good name. How are we doing, guys?
Fine. Yep.
I'm all right. A rare Saturday recording.
Yes. We are doing a rare Saturday recording. We've got some Fridays that are not going to work out in the future, so we're being responsible and planning ahead for you, the fans, because
I've been spray painting inside the house, so I feel pretty good.
Bill has not been responsible. He's been spray painting without windows open, indoors.
Just like a little bit.
Hey, you can take this piece off the microphone.
Oh, Matt, put that back on the microphone. Yes, usually you can. That's the built-in pop filtery type thing.
It is? Mics.
Yes.
I never knew why they looked like that.
You're learning something, Matt. You're learning something new.
Yes.
It's not much of a pop filter, but it's meant to, like, you know, kind of filter the sound a little better. But
oh.
It is Bill's week.
It is my week.
We are down to the last six episodes of The Irresponsible Captain Tyler. Before we start, I just got to say, like I want to get a little vibe check in the room right now. How we're feeling about Tyler and this series, you know, including kind of like just generally speaking, like up through this episode, how we feel. And I'm going to start with Matt. Matt, the problem with this anime and this podcast. No, sorry. Let me start that over. The problem with this podcast is when you bring your darlings in, sometimes you're worried that things are going to change a little bit. Just speaking generally up at this point, doing a little vibe check. How do you still feel about Captain Tyler and our discussions about Captain Tyler? You could be honest. It's okay. This is a safe space.
I do think you're taking it far too seriously, Andy. And I'm still loving it.
Andy, no.
It's my job, you know, to take literature seriously.
Uh-huh.
But aside from that, has your opinion on Tyler changed any at all?
No. Nope, not at all.
Good. I'm glad I haven't ruined it for you.
Well, I do think it probably would come off better if you were, you know, you're kind of binging it, sort of.
Bill did that earlier today, but more on that down the road.
Yes.
Bill, vibe check from you. How are you feeling right now about good old Captain Tyler up to this point?
It's fine. It's a lot of decent characters and premises, not the tightest plot.
Plot? There basically is no plot.
I mean, there kind of is. There's a little bit of an overarching idea.
Basic plot is
the war against the Railgons.
Yeah,
and the unlikely leader.
How will Tyler affect the war is the basic plot. How will that random element ruin all these people's day?
It has had its ups and downs.
What is
so
the
far
basic plots? Man, this would be what, man versus authority and man versus
man versus man and man versus like hot women, I guess. I don't know. Well, it's man versus nature, versus man versus
nature versus nurture. No,
no, that's something different.
Man versus society, I think, is probably.
That's probably pretty close.
Counts. And then man versus man, or person versus person, because they're at war with another empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense with something that comes in the, I think it was the final episode.
We're not there. We are not there yet. We will get there. Right. There is someone in this room who still has not watched it. So,
right.
Give me a chance, will ya? I guess my vibe check, it's had its ups and downs. It's had its ebbs and flows. There are things that I, no matter how bad a particular episode is, I still appreciate the core cast of characters. When I say core cast, I mean like your Yamamotos and your Yurikos and your Tylers. Still have some problems with it. I think there's some storytelling issues and some character development issues, but generally, I'm vibing.
I have a soft spot for Harumi. I think she's a good character. Maybe a little bit underused, but I like her.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of them are kind of underused. We get the most out of the Marines we've ever gotten in this episode, I think.
That's exactly what was going to say, is that like we finally get to hear some voices of some of those underutilized characters a little bit more. Before we get into that, I don't know about you. I have nothing for nerd news. Does anyone want to pipe in or jump in with anything? If not, we can...
We recorded, like, what, yesterday?
I know! That's
There's the... no new news no, from yesterday.
I haven't picked up any nerd news since yesterday, last week.
I guess I'll just I'll give you an update. I'm 25 hours into Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and still enjoying the hell out of that game. That game is, I think I've decided that if they took all the mini games and side quests out of it, it would be like an 8-hour video game.
Is an alternate title for the game Cloud Re Junior? Cloud Junior?
No, not really at all.
Yeah, but a lot of good video games are. They'd be you could speedrun The Witcher 3, honestly, if you didn't decide to do a bunch of all the extra shit and side quests.
I still haven't played that.
It was awesome.
I played 1 and 2, but not 3 yet.
I bought 1, 2, and 3, and all the DLC, like, from a Black Friday sale. I paid, like, $20 for everything, and then spent, like, 6 months playing them.
Now, highly recommend the game, though. Apparently, it's not selling as well as the first remake, but... I don't know. I'm enjoying it.
Because it doesn't have that sweet, sweet Cloud in a dress stuff.
I did just run into that character that did dress him up in the dress randomly. Like, he just randomly showed up in the game. And I'm like, the gay man. I can't remember his name. That's what I said. Literally, I gasped. I was like, the gay guy. I got really excited.
The gay man sounds like a really problematic assassin movie.
It really does. Well, I guess then we're just going to jump into this review of The Irresponsible Captain Tyler. It's Bill's week.
It's up to you to write that, because...
No, that's fair.
I can't write that.
No, you can't. I'll see what I could do.
I mean, I could, but I shouldn't.
No, you should. Maybe I'll get some opinions on it from you, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill.
Yeah.
Tell us about this episode of The Irresponsible Captain Tyler.
You mean episode 21, entitled Paco Paco Jr.?
I do mean that, yes, absolutely.
That is the one.
Oh, my.
In case anybody doesn't know, Paco Paco is hyphenated.
It is.
I've learned something else new.
For her pleasure.
Oh, stop it, Bill. Hyphenated for her pleasure is not a thing. Stop it.
Could be.
Oh, could boy. Be.
Aboard the Soyokaze, we have Yamamoto. And he knocks on the prisoner's door, telling her, hey, Empress, it's time to get up.
This is great.
And only to find the tanuki that she left in her bed in her place. Now, boys, that tanuki was on its side under the covers when she left it there. Not rolled on its back staring at the door creepily.
You are correct. Oh my god, you are correct.
I think we discovered a whole shadow plot about this show.
I think the tanuki was just as surprised to see Yamamoto as Yamamoto was to see it.
Oh my god. It's like the weeping angels. Don't blink, Yamamoto. That's fucking crazy.
Creepy.
Anyway, so he runs and tells them, and it becomes a giant crew clusterfuck while they're running around the...
I love...
Some random marine we've never seen before is part of it. Like, he's walking down the hall and joins the pack.
My favorite part of the conversation that he has with Yuriko is, like, so she turned into a tanuki? And he's like, that's not the point!
Forget that part. Never mind that.
And I cracked up laughing.
That was a pretty good line.
I always liked that line.
So, like, 9 people run to Captain Tyler's room to knock on the door and tell him that we have a problem.
Yes.
Only to wake him up and then be very startled to find that she's in bed with him.
The reaction shot is really good here, too.
Yes.
We get the most funny faces on screen at one time that we've ever gotten.
And then generic Marine number 3 is like, can I have my pornography back?
Again, that Marine's name is Charlie. He's the guy who built, made the whack-a-mole game, remember?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie wants his porno back. He needs some wank time.
He just
going back
it
to
up.
Last episode.
He's like, you got an imprint in your bed? I'm going to need that tape. Of course, Yuriko is pissed. Shock.
Yeah,
that's the title of a past episode.
But she doesn't, as far as we know, immediately raise a hand to him.
Well, and he says... It's fine. Yeah. She was too scared to sleep in her own bed alone.
And if he believed that, I've got some waterfront property in Arizona for him. Or oceanfront property.
Councilman Tyler will now be representing Mr. R. Kelly.
Oh, no. No, Bill. No, Bill. Bill.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
So Yamamoto is like, we have to hold her for 24 hours, which I don't know why 24 hours. That seems like a strange detail, but either way, he's like, she doesn't want to. It's fine. I don't think it is, but that's what that's what he wants.
Yeah, no, it seems like it.
I assume that the 24-hour thing is like how long they assume, standard assumption of length of time it would take to return to your home base or something.
Well, she's a captive, though. I guess to their home base, yeah, okay.
Yes, to get back to the fleet.
And just to talk on that, Yuriko actually says that if they can't get control of the situation, they're going to have to turn her over to high command, which, if they get control of the situation, they're probably going to be expected to turn her over to high command.
That's a weird threat. I know. I don't really like this part of it, because they have that big existential like discussion of like what's fair and what's the right thing to do, but then they kind of pull like the authority card over Tyler to be like, if you don't shape up, we're gonna turn her over. And it's like, is this like a parental empty threat sort of situation where like, of course they aren't gonna do that, but they're gonna do it just to like pull Tyler in line to make sure he doesn't do something unsavory? Because I can see them being like parental toward him.
If you don't turn her over, you are going to be in big fucking trouble, because this is your duty.
Whereas last episode they were all about Tyler, now they're suddenly quite doubting him.
He does say that when he like, wakes up, though. He's like, that was some party. And they're like, yeah, party's over.
I'm thinking they've lost enough faith in him that they really are thinking she might be better off with authorities.
Which,
if I was in a military situation and I found my captain in bed with a 16-year-old captive from an enemy nation, I would be concerned too.
I agree, and I think it's probably the right reaction, but also it flies in the face of like all of that development we got from the last episode, and I don't like that.
Sure.
No matter how much I thought I liked somebody, when I catch him in bed with 16-year-old head of state of an enemy nation,
maybe that's too much.
I'm gonna reconsider. Like, I was pretty drunk last night, yep. So Maybe look at this a little more clearly.
It is a little reassert the status quo-y.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like sliding backwards when it comes to character development, like a little bit. So that doesn't really work for me, but generally, like, I get why it happened.
His response to this whole thing is, don't worry about it. I'll watch out for her. I'll take care of her. I'll keep her with me. And they're like, yeah, dude, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Tyler's not 100% getting it. Like,
no,
it's in character for him though.
I suppose speaks well to him because he doesn't understand the problem.
Right. Yeah, right. He doesn't see it as something illicit or wrong. Like, he sees it as something more innocent. Like, he's protecting her, which again, that speaks to his character, and it speaks well to his character.
They are friends. They became friends when he was there. But he still sees her as a child, which we, you know, hinted at in the Inside Tyler's Mind episode, where he's like, I can't play with you, stay here and play with you forever, kid.
Which makes what happens next more awkward.
Yeah.
Because overhearing this problem, Azaleen does what any crazy 16-year-old girl who wasn't getting her way would do.
Uh-huh.
And declares that she's pregnant.
I don't like this at all.
I do not either. It's...
I don't like the idea of... And I get that she's young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't excuse using emotional manipulation to get herself out of a bad situation. Now, she will, as spoiler, like, she'll recant later. But, like... In a 21st century sort of like viewing, like in just a general moral viewing, like it rubs me completely the wrong way.
It doesn't hurt my opinion of the show. It hurts my opinion of the character, though.
Yes, I would okay. venture to say that. Yes,
because it's reasonable if the character would do that. You just don't really like her for doing it.
But I forgive her for doing it because of all the other things.
I don't think it's a forgivable thing to do. Like I get she's trying to save herself, but like I feel there are
she's
other
trying
ways
to
do
stay
it.
With a dude that she wants to stay with.
Yeah,
right.
That is all that. It is, which
that
is
manipulation. It's emotional manipulation.
It's not like, oh, they're gonna take me and execute me, so I better claim I'm pregnant so they don't kill me. Like that's
not what she's doing.
Some time. That's not what she's doing. She's like, oh, they're gonna take me away from this dude I'm obsessed with. I'll claim he got me pregnant. That'll fix everything.
But Tyler doesn't believe it for a second.
Does he?
No, he does not.
Really?
No,
okay.
I thought he did.
No.
He's talking about names and
I my take was that he understood it and he's like, well, I guess I'm responsible.
Nope.
Cause I could totally see Tyler being like, I don't understand how this works. Like, cause there's my favorite line later, which we're going to get to, I'm sure, for the doctor, where the doctor's like, I'll save that. But like,
let's save that. Cause
let's
I,
save yeah. that. It's like, I don't know.
I thoroughly believe he's just going on. He's just going along with her lie until she can realize that she shouldn't have done it.
I think, well, we'll keep going here. But,
okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
I think there's some nuance there that we can discuss.
Okay.
Maybe even some translation issues.
That could be it too.
Could be.
Railgun time. Wang is out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just front and center. Everybody's paying attention to Wang. I mean, it's hard to not see him right there.
He's just right there in all his glory.
And those tall, giant windows, a lot of other people can see inside, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's standing tall, erect, if you will.
Yep.
Turgid.
Turgid. Well, Wang is trying to get what Wang wants. and the only people that aren't into that are Dom and Lowenhauer. I got it right this time.
Yay!
I'm proud of you, because I wouldn't have gotten it.
They will suppress Wang's desires.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting that they do it because they are both one-eyed willies. More or less. I mean, Dom has two eyes. You occasionally see it, but most of the time he's got one eye covered and Lowenhauer has the eye patch.
Right. Dom just has like emo hair.
Still. Dick jokes.
On brand.
Yep. So Lowenhauer decides to send Dom to go save Azaleen. They go, the only way to stop this is to get her back. Dom, get on it.
Get down on it.
Jump on it. Jump.
Get down on it.
So back to the Soyokaze. Yamamoto makes me more sure than ever that he might be gay. Because he tells the doctor, She could have got pregnant after one time. Dude knows so little about women's reproductive systems, he could get elected to Texas.
But that's fantastic. Sorry, Matt. Not sorry. Yeah. Actually, more sorry for the people who represent you. No, it's what's fascinating about this.
Do you feel better if I said Florida?
He's not wrong to at least some extent, though, because to some extent, right? No. Because if this is the first night they've spent together, and she's all of a sudden just like, "I'm pregnant," okay, no, it takes time. Okay. It takes.
You're
time.
Right. It takes time to
or does
to
implant it
and show up on a test?
Yes, or but someone does point out. I don't remember who it is. It might be the doctor that points out and says, "Well, I guess they've been together for a while already."
Yeah. Yeah. The doctor does point out they have plenty of time to get it done.
And he also points out that Azaleen Azaralgon might know whether if she's pregnant at this stage or not.
No. The quote on the dub is only Aralgon would know. I'm just
right.
It's just weirdly worded.
Exactly.
More only concerning. Aralgon. We're doing this talk backwards because more concerning is the first thing he says, which is that may be true for a human.
Maybe true. Maybe.
No. Okay. Maybe she doesn't know it yet, but she could definitely be pregnant after the first time. But yeah, they had plenty of time to get the deed done, so.
I love, they all look to her roomie to be like, "Do you understand Ralgon? womage?" And she's like, "I don't know, I studied earth science.
I'm an android, I don't know anything about this sort of thing."
This is where I wonder if there's a translation issue.
Yeah.
Because seeing the title, seeing the way the episode was going, I thought maybe it was a Kif Kroker situation from Futurama. Where just her being in a certain emotional state and making contact with his skin. Are you,
I know what you're talking about. I know that episode, yeah.
He was the Smizmar for her and mm-hmm. I thought maybe you were going there with the Railgons, but.
That would have been fun. No, that would have been fun though.
So the person with the most insight into pregnant women turns out to be Kim. Cause she's like, "You know what? Tomatoes are healthy. We should give her tomatoes." Which, it's not great, but a better idea than everybody else has had.
I mean, it is their it is the thing on their ship. So
yeah,
exactly. That's why they're so important.
She's going with the flow, rather Tyler-esque way, I guess. Quick thing about the previous scene, though. Yamamoto is always seen at a Dutch angle. Did you notice that?
Is that a sex move?
that's the Dutch windmill.
No.
Okay.
That's when you hold your junk, but somebody else grabs your arm and pulls it back and forth. And then if you both do it, it's a double Dutch windmill.
For those of you who don't know, a Dutch angle is when everything is filmed at an angle, usually to denote evil or off-kilter characters, the case of Batman, the 60s TV series.
And that's Yamamoto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he's leaving, he's seen in a weird fisheye lens.
Yeah, I noticed the fisheye lens.
I don't consider Dutch angle to denote evil.
No, you're right. To me, it's always more there. I meant
I'm like you said, off kilter.
Yeah,
it seems to denote somebody that's in some kind of turmoil.
Yes. I misspoke slightly on that one.
Are they hinting at what's going to happen in the next episode, maybe? That Yamamoto's going to sell them out, a little bit here, to follow the rules?
I think they're just trying to show us just how upset Yamamoto is about the whole situation.
Yeah, no, I caught the fisheye lens.
But it's worth noting that they went through the trouble of doing it.
He wasn't the only character who, as we'll get into, was super upset about this. So I think everybody's faith in Tyler is shook in this episode. I think that's the point of it.
Yeah, we all know what it feels like to come down off a high and then suddenly be shaken like that.
No, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Katori, he's he's a perfect example because he goes, "I was impressed with everything the captain's done so far.
Were you though?
Until this,
we all know though. That's it's like they've kind of they've forgotten when they first met Tyler and all the crap that happened, right? When they were definitely not impressed with him.
Right, right.
Rose-colored glasses.
Again, that might be a translation thing. I was getting to where I was impressed with everything Tyler's accomplished, except this. His pullout game is weak.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, Bill.
I mistimed that. I should have waited just like 2 seconds.
Yeah, you would have gotten me. Would have Triple H'd that.
And he would have ejaculated his drink.
Yes. Evacuated and ejaculated.
Expectorate.
It's kind of called a bumpkin?
Damn it. No, that's never mind.
Evacuation and ejaculation.
That's fair. Hey,
let's move on to the gynophobe of the
show. Yeah, God, he annoys me. Anyway, carry on.
Yes, Kojiro. He's looking at the twins like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And they're like, nothing.
Yeah, they're like, she's pregnant. We should be happy for her. We're supportive.
The twins are great. Like, problematic in parts, but great. Like last episode, like what? But
we're not terrified at all about the consequences of intergalactic statutory. The Marines.
Yes.
They're pretty nonplussed about the whole thing. They're guessing the gender by throwing knives at a board.
Darts. Mostly darts, but a knife too.
Yes.
Yeah, they're, I guess they're kind of more of the, hey, grasp on the field types, because they're down, except Qyburn and Anderson.
Yeah.
He's an idiot for not pulling out.
So he pulls out his gun.
He pulls out. And just, like, shoots the board to pieces, and the one dude's all, that was my favorite knife! Don't shoot at my favorite knife!
Yes.
And I can really feel that emotion.
Yeah, that's I believe that's rats.
I also have favorite knives and would not want you to shoot them.
Well, sure.
Shihas. Back to the railguns.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her. I thought she dead goes, or something. Maybe not. Like, apparently not.
Dom, nope. Let me be the one to get the Empress. And he's like, yes, and I'm going with you. That's it. So we cut over to Tyler's room. And Aslan's just going through his shit like, what's this? A yo-yo. What's this? Cup and ball game. What's this? Uh-oh. That is a box with a naked woman on it that will blow up the ship and it's secret.
I love that scene because he's like trying to play it off before he like makes up the bullshit. And she's like, what are you hiding from me? And he's like,
You can't hide it from the mother of your child.
Bomb. It's a bomb.
But he tells her it's all just a joke. We understand jokes now, apparently. Asley knows what a joke is when you tell somebody something that's not true.
Uh-huh. he might also be using using it as a subtle way to divine what she actually knows about sex.
What?
Because like surely if she really knows anything about sex, she'd recognize this as a pornographic movie.
Oh.
But we don't have any clue what the railguns do at all.
Puppet shows.
Is it to be like, if you don't know what sex is, then obviously you're not pregnant kind of thing?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe railgun sex is that thing where they take the tentacles off the back of their hair and they plug their hair in with the USB. But that was Avatar.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, did he have sex with a horse? He had brain sex with all those animals.
Bill, stop. No.
I mean, he's been of age for a few years. He could have gone to a brothel before the show started. Oh, wait, did you say horse?
All those. Yeah. In Avatar? Yeah, he had brain sex with all those animals.
I thought you said whores, and I was thinking of Tyler.
Oh my God! All right,
that's a lie. It's a bit.
Is that why that movie's popular?
I'm having a great time.
Me too.
We're back for the break card.
Wait! We went to the break card.
We did what? Wobble? Nope. Huh?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Foreshadowing.
It's not foreshadowing, Bill, if it happens every episode.
I mean, it kind of is.
Oh, Lord.
Who made you the king of grammar?
Foreshadowing has nothing to do with grammar.
Who made you the king of words?
I'm a master of them, if that's all right with you. Western Illinois University says I
am. Then you should know what foreshadowing is.
Fucking Bill. Fuck you. Back to this episode.
Now, I do believe that Tyler himself didn't buy this her story for a second. So if he at this point, if he is doing that, testing her to see how much she knows about sex, I think it might be more for related to her admitting that she's lying about it.
I think he just doesn't want to tell a pretty head of state that he's watching wank videos.
Well, you don't want that, sure.
Wank time.
No, Princess Jasmine, that's just for the articles.
I don't remember that part of Aladdin.
Well, you know, read it however you want to.
What happens next, Bill?
The Soyokaze needs better doors. Because once again, we have eavesdropping on the other side of this metal door. As Yuriko's like, I hear what's going on. And Yamamoto runs up on her, like, having a full-on meltdown panic attack. We're going to die, and they're going to kill us, or they're going to kill us, and then we're going to die. And I was a good soldier. I shouldn't have to die like this.
Love him to death. Love Yamamoto.
Tyler throws the tape under his bed. And as we all know, he'll probably never be seen again.
And then, bang, crash, blam, there's an attack. An attack of the break card.
That's my favorite Star Wars movie.
Break card attack.
It's break time. I hope you are having as good of a time as we were having on this episode. My God, listening back and editing this episode right now, I am cracking up. It is Andy, and you're listening to another episode of Toonie Japanese. We've got just a few episodes left, it feels like. We've recorded a couple, got a couple in the can we have to edit. And apologies for last week. I got immensely sick at the end of my spring break. I was really excited because my spring break was rolling around, and I had all kinds of plans to do work for this podcast. And then I got extremely ill, and I was really not in the right state to do much of anything for well over a week. So apologies on that. I'm finally starting to feel better. I'm sounding better, and I was able to sleep last night. It was great. You can head over to our Patreon and help support us, patreon.com/tuningjapanese. You can get all kinds of bonus content. We got another bonus episode coming up this month, an episode of Tuning In. We're going to be recording another one of those pretty soon. Lots of bonus content for you, and all that money goes to help support our show. We just had our yearly charge for hosting our podcast, which is a hefty chunk of money. And if you can support us, we would very, 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 very much be in your debt. I don't have much else to say in this break card, aside from the fact that summer break is coming up really fast, and we're going to be ending this season. And we had a couple of summer viewing episodes that we never released to you. So when we're done with the Irresponsible Captain Tyler completely, we'll probably release those two summer viewing program episodes for you. And they're interesting ones. We'll get to that. It'll be a little bit of time travel. Those will be coming up after our episodes of Tyler. And then after that, season 10, baby, we're going to get to an anime of my choice. And I'm very, very excited for that. So be on the lookout as we get to these last few episodes of Tyler. I feel like I've been rambling through this break card. I hope you are having a wonderful time. And we'll see you back the second half of this review. We're back from the break card.
We are back from the break card.
I am break from the back card. Ouch.
Didn't work that one out completely before you started, did you?
That's me. That's how I roll, baby. As is obvious every show, I'm sure.
Nope, it wasn't an attack.
Nope.
Nope, wasn't a break card, sorry. Oh, it was.
Wait. It was a break card.
This is important, I think. Just before the break card.
Break card.
No, Bill.
Just before Yamamoto shows up, Azaline says, "You're pretty good at making stuff up, Paco Paco." And he says, "You're pretty good at making stuff up, too."
That's true.
That's true. He does say that.
But that's still like, is he just being luckily saying the right thing? Or does he know? It's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell with Tyler. We'll at least grant that.
I will say it is probably harder to tell for first-time viewers.
Anyway, no, it wasn't an attack. It was just the Marines having an all-out brawl.
As they do.
Over the baby's gender, I think?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's over.
Well, it started.
Or whether we care?
First, it started as that. Then it was Qyburn shooting Ratz's knife and damaging it.
It just kind of escalated into mech combat.
Into mech combat, yes.
And they've just trashed a ship, smashed Kojiro's ship so it doesn't work anymore, is blocking the exit. When our core, like, Tyler and Yamamoto and Yuriko want to know what's going on. Jason, the hockey-masked Marine, shows up to eloquently explain the entire situation.
He speaks!
Or he would, but then Anderson would cut him off.
But he still speaks!
I think that was kind of a good gag, where the character who's just like the horror movie villain. But of course, there was a disagreement amongst the commanding officer and his men about the projection of ballistics into a fate-telling board of the baby's gender. And Anderson's like, shut up!
Right.
That's a good gimmick. Good gag.
I also enjoyed that.
And then Yuriko goes off on everybody about, like, the lesson of the week. We don't lie, we don't spill our gossip, and we have responsibilities to all the people under us, so we need to not be doing things like that.
Good job, Yuriko.
And then cut off by Kim going, oh, hey, the real tax coming.
I like the little confrontations that we're seeing between Asim and Yuriko.
I don't know
Yuriko
if that
here.
One was so much a threat as it was like a Mr. Rogers moment.
She's very good at that.
Do you sometimes say things that aren't true? Because that's very bad for heads of state to do.
That sounded more like Sally Struthers.
You want to make more money? Sure, we all do.
I never claimed to be a Mr. Rogers impressionist.
That's who you remind me of. An evil Mr. Rogers.
Demolition Man, 1993.
Oh. Yes.
Hey, pretty mama. You shouldn't lie. That breaks my heart.
Johnny Bravo. Like, what?
Wasn't what I was going for either.
Johnny Bravo. Oh, mama.
You're going Al Pacino.
I don't know. We're going way off base. What's happening? Going on in this?
Anyway, Tyler's like, oh, hey, they put a lot of ships to pick her up. I thought they just needed one. And of course, everybody else realizes, oh, shit. We're here to fight. And that ship's smashed, and the other ships are stuck, and all of our weapons are down because of the Marine Brawl. So we are screwed.
Yep.
Yay.
Pretty much over. End of Tyler, right here.
Yep.
Last episode.
And Yuriko just goes on. Like, but we have responsibility. Like, I don't care. Fuck you. This wouldn't happen if you didn't lie, and you didn't lie, and you acted responsibly.
But meanwhile, Tyler's standing there like, oh, come on, this isn't the first time we've been in this situation, and it's turned out fine. We're going to be okay. Don't worry about it so much.
Yeah.
The crew should be thinking that they have at least a pretty good chance of being okay after from previous experience.
Well, Aslan goes down to the Marines and orders them to knock it off as the Empress.
Yeah.
And then it hits her, oh, wait, I have no authority here. Oh, shit, I shouldn't be lying. And then she just grabs the intercom system like she's in Sam's Club. I was just joking about being pregnant. I'm sorry. Like, it's like she sent out a tweet about, like...
Because she got caught red-handed saying things she shouldn't say.
Yep.
They're going to cancel Azaline.
But then she stops with the, I'm going to command you. And she goes, as your friend, I want to ask you to stop fighting.
Yes.
Which was a character growth moment there, too.
Yeah. In between the previous Yuriko talking to him now, she was actually been thinking about what she said.
That was kind of a nice, sweet little moment. I mean, it was a very small moment, but I liked it.
Most people, characters like Azaline would just say, you don't get to tell me shit. And would just not think about it ever again.
And back to that, she goes, I'm going home. And Tyra's like, sure. Kim was like, you're a prisoner. You can't just leave. Tyra's like, but she wants to.
Yamamoto has a point.
He does.
Does he?
Yes.
He does. I mean, it's kind of how you define prisoner. Cannot leave.
Yeah, by the rules of war, yes, he has a point.
And prison.
And the rules of prison.
But Tyler's like, if she wants to, she can. And everybody kind of shows up to see her off. And the Marines even, like, make a banner and have the party poppers and shit.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Come back some other time. She made a huge impression on the Marines for some reason.
Yeah, well,
we're glad you're not pregnant.
which is great, because it makes me think that those banners were for like a celebration of her being like, you know, having a kid.
Come back later, try again.
Oh no.
So I think, are we all in agreement that Tyler wants what's best for Azaline?
I think that's fair.
Yes.
As I started thinking that it's really for keeping her is really because would really be the Yamamoto thinking about himself rather than her.
If we're worried about her safety, it's not the right thing to do to keep her because she should be back with her people. Maybe with this, an olive branch could be then extended, you know, like the kindness that has been shown to her. Maybe since she's in charge of everything, she could help call off this war.
Right.
Like there's definitely room for that. Now, there are also political military powers beneath her that won't allow that to happen. And there's a chance of her being usurped.
I don't think Earth wants the war called off either, the higher ups, because
right.
It's basically the military industrial complex, and those guys are making money off of
war is profitable.
This could be have been a really sharp satire
with a little more focus in the writing of this. Absolutely, this would have been an excellent satire of the military industrial complex. And as it stands right now, it's got the bones of it, but it doesn't do a very good job of really going in. And I would love that sort of tweak to the story.
That would be good.
And I suppose that might be an American perspective thinking that, because maybe the Japanese didn't see it as keenly as the America did.
Yeah.
No, the American fair. Does because.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, no, I don't think they wanted to make much more than some commentary on authority.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it couldn't be a good story. I still think it'd be a really good thing to do. But
I see that.
I agree with you, Matt. I think that Tyler is looking out for Azaline,
and possibly, as you said, perhaps it's even entered his mind that sending her back could be beneficial for everybody.
He can go back to having just an easy life working for the military, not have to fight any wars.
But Yamamoto is correct in that, like, that's not going to fly. Whether for their selfish reasons or for, you know, the right reasons to fight a war. Either way, their command structure is not going to like that.
But they have already tried to kill them, like, just a few days previously. So what are they really losing?
I know. Well, if they think they can go back, apparently. Anyway, the fucking railguns do not know the difference between a missile and a shuttle. It's ejecting something at us! It's some kind of craft!
I was worried they were going to blow it out of the sky.
Right. But Dom says, hold on. Again, the only railgun with any sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
And she's just in the window going, hi! Hello!
She's waving goodbye to Tyler because Tyler waves goodbye back.
I thought she was waving at Dom.
No, because like she waves and mouths to Tyler, and then it cuts to Tyler, who's waving and mouthing back to her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense.
Yes, because there's a cut immediately after to Tyler.
Then how did his scanner see her if her window is pointed at the...
Sorry, it's, spinning. It's probably spinning. It's fine.
So she's waving at everybody.
Omnidirectional.
Wave at everybody, then I barf!
You know, I believe in accuracy, so I'm just checking.
I am right, Matt. Anyway. Just believe me. I'm an English teacher.
Okay, yeah, there are two. There's two. She waves at Dom, and then a few seconds later, she waves at Tyler.
All right, Matt. All right.
Anyway, so she houses like, great, she's safe. Fuck him up.
Belay that.
And I was like, hey, we came to rescue her. We did. Get the fuck out of here.
Mission accomplished.
Except it was.
And they called it Operation Desert Storm. Wait, no, that's not what it was at all. Anyway.
Good thing you're not a history teacher. Or a government teacher.
That's probably fair. For a lot of reasons.
Or a math teacher.
That's all. Shut up, Bill.
Okay.
So anyway, Wang comes running up to her to lick her boots, of course.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boots. Okay.
Boots.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Boot licker.
And by the way, I love Azaline's footwear. Sort of an armored boot.
She comes back more confident.
Yes.
Yes.
Because she shuts him down with, oh yeah, by the way, Tyler got me pregnant.
And this is how you should use the I'm pregnant thing to totally fuck with the mind of an asshole like Wang.
Yeah, because he Karens out and calls the whole homeowners association.
I like how she's I'm with Paco Paco's child. And he's like, oh, really? Let me be the first to congratulate. What?
What? Yeah, and then she just like, I think Dom is there when she's like,
Yeah, Dom.
I was just fucking with him.
Dom and Lone Hour both. Yeah. The Empress just Dom made a joke and a really crude one at that.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Well, she's been away a long time. I guess she learned that from the filthy humans. And then she walks away and she thinks to herself, Tyler must be the happiest man in space.
Okay. Yes. Sure, Azaline. Sure.
And that is that.
Because he's got such a great family around him. Maybe.
Maybe.
Part well, of the that's reason the episode. She thinks that. I'm wondering why she's thinking that.
Who knows?
Bunch of different factors.
Only the Ralgons would know that.
She's got a real high opinion of herself.
I bet she pretty much longs for more of the life that he has on the Sorokazi than like, she has here.
I made him the happiest man in space by giving him a baby.
This is the part of the episode where we talk about our thoughts. Bill, it's your episode, so you get us started. Thoughts on this episode overall?
As I've said in some of the previous episodes, another one with a plot. So that's a good thing. Oh, Azaline's cringy. Ooh. It had some funny moments. I laughed. It's one of the better comedic episodes. But, oh, I don't like the plot point of her just being a terrible person.
Matt.
We're all terrible people when we're young. But at least we can't, the three of us can't lie about being pregnant.
Or young.
Even back then.
I mean, you could lie about being pregnant.
Sure.
You could.
Just no one would believe you. Fine. We can't, but the believing factor would be very low. I don't really have any issues with that. Probably just because it's like so familiar to me by this point.
The episode, Bill, not the situation. People aren't constantly telling Matt that he's gotten them pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was Googling Saturday Night Live butt pregnant sketch.
Oh, fucking hell. God damn it, Bill.
Like Bill said, I think it's a good comedic episode with some areas to think about, and I think there's some good character growth.
Yeah, my biggest problem is her pulling the pregnancy card out. It has some growth in characters. I agree. It sets us up in a weird place. I'm not sure where it's going to go from here, because with her being returned, I think the United Alliance Space Force, whatever, is going to be really angry at Tyler. And now it's like, are they going to turn back on Tyler again, even though they were like, you know, is it going to be a moment where Mifune's like, I told you we should have killed him and blah, blah, blah. Are they going to join with the Ralgons? I don't know what's going to happen. So I guess we're at an interesting point where we have 5 episodes to wrap all this up. I want at least one good space battle. That's all I'm asking.
That's all he's asking for.
Jazz hands.
That's all I'm asking for. Okay, never mind. I'm the only one who knows Cannibal the Musical that well.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I tried watching it and I couldn't. I never really.
And I don't like musicals. So.
You're a strange, strange gay man.
He is a terrible gay man. Like, he is bad at being gay. He dresses like me. I like musicals more than he does.
This is accurate. Oh, no!
Matt made me spit up the last of my root beer.
Matt made a mess on himself. Oh, no, it's off the computer and the cell phone. Clean up the cell phone quick. Oh.
Yes.
Well, while Matt cleans his pants.
That's what I bring to the show.
Next time is episode 22. It is titled Force of One, and it is a Matt episode.
Yay.
So he doesn't seem enthused about this next one. We'll find out whether it's a winner or not.
I know.
The preview for it says that he climbs Golgotha. Or Golgotha Hill. I'm like, what?
The thing I'm not enthused with is that the episode after this one isn't mine.
Oh, good. It'll be mine. I'll have a good one. All right. This is payback for all the bad episodes I had to endure. But that's next time. Until then, I think it's about time that we head on out. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I got a thing to do soon. So works for me.
Yeah, the spray paint smell is dissipating in here, so I got to put another coat on.
This has been Toonie Japanese, a podcast where three dudes in their 40s talk about anime. Once again, my name is Andy, and I am the father of my baby.
I am also the father. I'm Matt.
I have some bad news for you. You're not the father. I'm Bill.
I will see you next time.
High on spray paint kisses?
I can hold my inhalants.
Thanks for listening to Toonie Japanese. For more information on our show, visit tuningjapanese.com, where you can find links to our past 8 seasons of the show, bonus episodes, and articles. You can also contact us on social media. Visit facebook.com/tuningjapanese for updates, tweet at us at tuningjapanese, and email us your feedback and comments at tuningjapanese@gmail.com. Please consider supporting our show by leaving a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to today's episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean, or any other number of podcatchers. You can also go to patreon.com/tuningjapanese and support the show monetarily. There you can find bonus episodes and our special audio series, Tuning In, where we provide first impressions on a number of popular anime series. Special thanks to our Patreon supporters, Ryan Nash and Matthew Van Diver.
Highness! Highness!
Yes, Wang?
Oh, I've been so worried. I'm grateful beyond words that you've been returned to us unharmed.
I see.
You are all right, I pray.
Quite. I'm just carrying Paco Paco's child.
Oh, really? Well, then may I congratulate you on... You're carrying what? Highness! Oh, this is terrible! An emergency council meeting! They call a meeting now!
Just kidding.
Her Highness just made a joke, and a very crude one at that.
Well, sir, she has been away for a while.
It's nothing to laugh at.
Of course, sir. Tyler.
Paco Paco, I think you must be the happiest man in space.